What's good? What's good? We are back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. And today I'm going to react to Valuetainment, react to PayPal sending out an email about fining people $2,500 for misinformation, which is crazy. And I'm definitely going to share an experience that I had with PayPal, which makes me feel like I was so far ahead of the curve. But before we do that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
That digital ain't no joke, got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's stuff, I be dizzy thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double. Shit, bubble up. I ain't gon' lie, I cannot get enough. When Cannon said I need another one, gon' have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot, 40 sold out in your stores. That Dizzle.
That's right, that Dizzle. Do you Dizzle? Yes, I Dizzle. As you see, I'm rocking the Dizzle merch right now. Check them out, DizzleBrand.com. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur, mixture of agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. Go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, and click one of the top three links. You can order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. And below that is actual store locations that Dizzle is located in: California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Coming soon to a state, city, and town near you. Okay, let's roll up this Patrick Bet David.
Hey, pal. Comes out a couple days ago. And this is a story: PayPal user agreement fining users up to $2,500 for promoting misinformation was sent in error. Spox says the updated PayPal acceptable use policy effective November 3rd included an expansion of prohibited activities, which includes the ending, posting, or publication of messages, content, or materials that meets certain criteria. According to the updated PayPal user agreement, the company states that each violation could result in liquidated damages of $2,500 per violation, which would be withdrawn directly from their account. However, when contacted by Fox Business, a PayPal spokesperson said that the acceptable use policy notice went out in error and that the company will not fine users the information, which, by the way, here's what I want you.
I got pumped the brakes. Like, how does something go out in error? It already went out. It went out. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, it went out in error. Okay. No, it didn't. Because it went out. That means somebody took the time to write it and put it together. But I digress. All right, so
here's what I want you to do because of what was said yesterday. Go. So if we can get the camera on to show this.
This is why she thinks it's fake, because Google is real-time editing the search engine results. Yep. Results. This is why you don't use Google. This is straight-up propaganda.
Explain to me what you mean by this.
So they did this first with Robert Malone and the theory he had about malformation psychosis.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was when they first started doing this. What this says is they are editing the search results real time. It looks like the results below are changing quickly. If the topic is new, quote unquote, it can take time for reliable sources to publish information. Check the source. Are they a trusted topic? Come back later. Other sources might have more information in a few hours or
day. By the way, let's go to Snopes. Click on Snopes because you got to see what Snopes says. So zoom in a little bit so everybody can see it. So the article says what? No, PayPal isn't planning on fining users $2,500 for posting misinformation. So the average person doesn't read the entire article
ever
to see what's being said. They only read the top. But as you go lower, you'll see who Let me read the top. Hang on. I want to read this whole thing so the audience sees it. Here's what you should know about a since-deleted document supposedly outlining changes to the platform user agreement. Go a little lower.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Supposedly. In October 22nd, the document of providing advance notice of changes to PayPal user noticing included a new rule about misinformation on the app, spurring news headlines and messages to Snopes asking what exactly the perpetrated change would mean. The document outlining PayPal's acceptable such-and-such agreement, sending, posting, we just read that to you. And the $2,500 fine, we read that to you as well. Watch the however part, and then look what happens from there. However, users' concern about the purported change can relax. No such provision about misinformation is actually being added to the service user agreement, according to a PayPal spokesperson. In an email to Snopes, the spokesperson said the document didn't accurately reflect upcoming changes to the platform policies. So again, most people, 80% by that time when they read it, I told you it's fake, it's not really happening. They don't finish the entire article. An AUP notice for the U.S. recently went out in error that included incorrect information. PayPal is not fining people for misinformation, and this language was never intended to be inserted in our policy. We're sorry for the confusion. What? This has caused.
Pat, connect the dots for me. What is misinformation? I assume that has to do with social media, Twitter, Instagram,
but think about
and PayPal.
But think about exactly.
I'm trying to connect the dots.
The whole question you have to ask is, why the timing now when it's
exactly
3 weeks away from what? What event is
election
coming up?
Terms, exactly. Okay.
So keep going. It's unknown if or to what extent.
Why the timing? The timing is because, think about it, lectures are coming, and now they can't control suppressing information on all the social media platforms because Elon owns Twitter now, so it'll only be able to suppress, Google, YouTube, probably Instagram, Facebook. I doubt they're going to be able to suppress information on TikTok since China owns TikTok.
Why the timing now when it's
exactly
3 weeks away from what? What event is
election
coming up?
Terms, exactly. Okay.
So keep going. It's unknown if or to what extent other portions of the document were indeed upcoming changes to the It's unknown. What do you mean it's unknown? It was publicly released. Additionally, we asked PayPal for an explanation of how and why the erroneous language about misinformation on the app was posted, but we received no reply. Okay, who's going to read all the way here? But we received no reply apart from the boilerplate statement quoted above. As of this writing, PayPal has deleted the entire document from its website. Nonetheless, enough people had already seen it or heard of it, creating a social media campaign. Okay, so now watch this. David Marcus, it's hard for me to openly criticize a company I used to love and gave so much to, but PayPal's new AUP goes against everything I believe in. Mm-hmm. A private company now gets to decide to take your money if you say something they disagree with. Insanity. FYI, do you know who that guy is?
Who?
He's the former president of PayPal, and you know who else he is?
Oh, wow.
Hardcore liberal.
Oh,
he's followed by all the main liberal folk. This is not a Republican. Mm-hmm. This is not a conservative. This is somebody that's on the left, okay, who said this. Then right below, Elon Musk says, agreed. Keep going. Kevin Jenkins, every company has the right to be woke, and I have the right to boycott these pathetic companies. PayPal account closed.
Go
to the next one. There's more, by the way, on the bottom. So now here's what I want you to do. Go to stock market, and let's look at PayPal stock, how it did on Monday.
Oh, yeah, this is yesterday.
Type in PayPal stock.
Probably
PayPal.
Look how much they lost.
One day, they lost $5 billion yesterday.
Wow.
Just so you know that. PayPal lost $5 billion just yesterday.
The type of PR
you know,
need.
Not you know why? You know why? Because they were spreading misinformation.
And FYI, here's what's crazy. PayPal stock right now is what? $84, give or take, $84.52. You know what it was a year ago?
What?
$273.
Oh, damn.
From 273 to 84.52. So when I posted this.
All right, so I heard enough. Pretty much, I feel like I was far ahead of the curve on this one. I've been shut down my PayPal account probably a couple years ago. And PayPal's already been screwing people over. As a marketing advertising guy, they've already been screwing over tons of promotional companies and stuff. And whatnot, because sometimes when you do promotions, like for example, when you run, like, say you just, you run some kind of advertising and stuff like that. Like, normally there's not reports, there's just screenshots. So everything's tracked on the back end. It's not like shipping products. You can't put in a tracking code and stuff like that. So I've had like two of my PayPal accounts were suspended permanently, and PayPal held, I want to say, $1,200 one time for 6 months, and the other account had $900 in it, and they held it for 6 months where I couldn't access none of my funds. Now, luckily, I had enough funds in my Cash App and my Bank of America and stuff like that to pretty much, and my Chime, to pretty much maintain my bills, you know, and stuff going forward. But for a regular person, they wouldn't have. So PayPal's been on this jerking people over mode. I'm glad I closed that. Like, I'm actually glad they suspended my accounts because of this. Because this idea that a company can decide that if they don't like something you have to say, they can fine you $2,500. Because that's what misinformation is nowadays. Misinformation is just anything that anybody in the left, Democrats or liberals, disagree with, you know, that they got a problem with, they consider that misinformation. Because liberals are more concerned with feelings over facts, and conservatives and Republicans are more concerned with facts over feelings. You know, like, I care more about the facts than somebody's feelings, because your feelings aren't the facts. You know, they're just emotions, and everybody has emotions, and everybody's emotions change. But this is crazy ridiculous. I know Candace Owens closed her account. That one guy closed his account. There's like, they lost $5 billion in a day. That means a ton of people closed their accounts. A ton of people probably sold off their shares or whatnot. And this is what negative stuff does. Like, a lot of people are saying that PayPal just did this to try to test the waters and see how people are going to react. Well, they see how the reaction was. You lost $5 billion in one day. Your stocks are down considerably. I would never trust PayPal ever again. I was almost thinking about opening up a PayPal account for my clothing line, because I'll be able to throw in tracking codes, so they should be able to ban my account, you know. But like marketing, advertising, or music promo companies, oh yeah, they're banning your account, you know what I'm saying, you know, whatnot. Because consumers could sit there and lie and say they didn't get the services when they did. You know, like, if somebody pays me for TikTok influencer marketing, Instagram influencer marketing, what's my real proof to say that, you know, I paid the other Instagram influencer or the TikTok influencer to do the marketing for them? Because that's how it works. You pay me for TikTok influencer marketing, and I pay TikTok influencers. You know, the only proof of me showing them is receipts of me paying TikTok influencers. But still, that's still not enough to go off of. It's still like my word versus their word. And that's the thing. There's a lot of dishonest consumers in the consumer business. I would argue there's just as many consumer scammers as there is companies that are scamming, if not more. Because I've been also consumer scammed with my new little apparel, where people used stolen credit cards to buy new little apparel, which they were could have probably sell the clothing, you know, to somebody hand to hand and whatnot. Or they were going to keep it, wear it. I don't know. I just know this is crazy ridiculous. I know PayPal screwed me over twice. I don't even use them no more. I use Square, Amazon Pay, Cash App, Venmo, and Zelle. And that's pretty much it. So, yeah, screw PayPal. That's my opinion. And thank you for tuning in. This is the Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.